This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Advocates, tribal leaders, and lawmakers gathered at the U.S. Capitol Wednesday to rally for the Violence Against Women Act. They're seeking policymakers to strengthen laws to protect Native women and families. Congresswoman Deb Haaland live-streamed the event on her Facebook page, which included speeches and an honor song.
I call on tribal leaders, legislators, advocates, allies here today to move forward to reauthorize VAWA, that we close the gaps of tribal nations, recognize our inherent authority. I've been a victim of domestic violence and I shouldn't even be here. But the Great Spirit gave me an opportunity to raise my children and to do some work on this earth. And so I moved from as a victim, I became a survivor. And today,
Reauthorize VAWA 2019.
No more stolen sisters. No more stolen sisters.
The rally was held as lawmakers on the House Subcommittee for Indigenous Peoples of the United States held an oversight hearing to review the federal government's approach to address violence against Native women and the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. U.S. lawmakers in the House debated oil and gas production in Alaska on Thursday. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, Democratic senators introduced legislation to protect the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge by designating the coastal plain of the refuge as wilderness under the National Wilderness Preservation System. Environmental and Native groups are backing the bill to protect land, water, and caribou herds. Republicans see development as an opportunity for jobs, to boost the economy, and a step toward energy security. A rock found on an eastern Saskatchewan farm was recently determined to be a fossil known as a buffalo stone, which is sacred to Blackfeet people. The find is piquing the interest of tribes and a museum, as Aaron Bolton reports.
When prehistoric sea creatures known as ammonites died millions of years ago, the chambers of their shells served as molds for forming fossils. One in particular produces a familiar figure.
They naturally have this bison shape. It's amazing. There's a head, and then the back, and four little legs.
Evelyn Siegfried with the Royal Saskatchewan Museum recently identified a buffalo stone found on a farm in the southeast corner of the province 2 years ago. The woman who found it only recently consulted with the museum. Buffalo stones are sacred to the Blackfeet tribes in the U.S. and Canada. John Murray is the tribal historic preservation officer for the Blackfeet tribe in Montana.
But the buffalo stone was used as a power of spirit to call the buffalo. We had to hunt buffalo, and the hunt had to be successful or you wouldn't eat, you know. So we had different ways to assist us, and the buffalo stone played an important role.
Buffalo stones are fairly common in southern Alberta, but the one found in eastern Saskatchewan is one of a handful discovered that far east. Murray says the stone's location fits with oral stories about the tribe's historical range and other artifacts that have supported those stories. The stone may have been transported to the Saskatchewan farm in a gravel delivery, and it's hard to verify that it was ever used by the Blackfeet tribe. However, some lines appear to be carved into the stone, which may indicate use. The woman who found the stone is still deciding whether to permanently turn it over to the museum. For National Native News, I'm Aaron Bolton.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
The National Indian Education Association is celebrating 50 years of building education nations October 8th through the 12th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Online registration ends September 13th at niea.org. Proud to support this show.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.